here's a story from The World.
Wall Street is having its moment of introspection. The NASDAQ wants companies listed on its stock exchange to be more diverse. They're urging them to add women, LGBTQ, and people of color to their corporate boards, or face the consequences, delisting from the exchange. If you look globally, though, just how diverse are corporate boards of directors? Cynthia Soledad has a number. She works for the global executive search firm Egon Zehnder, which authored what's called the 2020 Global Board Diversity Tracker. Cynthia, get us going here. Aside from trying to more accurately reflect society's concerns, why is diversity on a company's board so important?
What we know to be true is in any decision-making process, there is benefit to bringing diverse perspectives together. And if we think about the power and the impact of the decisions that corporate boards make, it's absolutely critical that those boards reflect diverse perspectives.
So the 2020 Global Board Diversity Tracker, the report, it looked at businesses in 44 countries. What countries have the most diverse corporate boardrooms and which countries score worst?
The numbers that we'll talk about right now are focused on the balance between male and female representation on boards. But one of the things we were excited to do this year as well is expand that conversation. And yet the data that we have regular access to is very focused on gender diversity and gender representation on boards. So some of our leaders at a country level, New Zealand is at 45.5% of board seats taken up by women. On the other end of the spectrum, as an example, Saudi Arabia is at 2.6%. So that gives you a sense of the range of representation that we are seeing across the world.
So is it because of the countries where those companies are located, or is it mostly about initiatives taken by the companies themselves?
It's a combination of things. In some countries where there has been incredible progress, there has actually been a regulatory conversation around this, i.e. requirements and quotas that have been set at a country level for representation. And in other countries where it maybe hasn't reached the point of quotas, there is an observation at neighboring countries where quotas have been put in place that actually has influenced behaviors at a company level, even if a country government is not getting involved in the conversation.
So you've touched on a couple of factors for why companies have not made more progress toward diversity at the highest levels. If you had to cite the top three, what would you say are the factors that have stunted the process?
One is staying within known networks. Many times board director seats are filled by people who are introduced, by people who are already sitting on the board. So I think that is number one. Number two is this criteria for who will be considered as ready for that seat. There is often a criteria, understandably, that they're most interested or demand that somebody is already sitting on a board. So reconsidering that criteria is important. And then the third is, from a process perspective, the importance of demanding a diverse slate of candidates be considered for roles and noting when there is underrepresentation of an identity group that would be valuable for the sake of the business conversation.
Is this the first time that we have kind of real hard data on LGBTQ representation on corporate boards?
Yes, collecting data on LGBTQ representation on corporate boards is very new. Unfortunately, it is still not possible globally because there are many countries, many jurisdictions where it would be unsafe to report one's LGBTQ identity. But where we can collect data, that data collection is starting, and just having that transparency and that awareness makes a big difference.
Cynthia Soledad works for the global executive search firm Egon Zehnder. She was telling us about the 2020 Global Board Diversity Tracker. Cynthia, good to have you with us and explaining this. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
From PRX.